Guess who's back? It's HamsterCare.co with brand new episodes. I'm your host, Elle McLaren, and we are finally back after 5 whole months. Keep listening. In today's episode, we'll be talking about hamster bedding. What hamster bedding should I buy? Why is it so expensive? Do I really need it? Find out in today's episode. Why do you even need bedding in the first place? Well, hamsters are natural burrows, meaning they make their homes underground in the wild. If you don't give them at least an inch or 3 centimeters of bedding, they probably won't be too happy with you. You don't need to cover the whole cage with 1 inch or 3 centimeters of bedding. You can just at least make one corner or some area of it so that they can burrow in it. What bedding should you buy? Well, avoid any wood shavings or scented beddings, as they can harm your hamster over the long term. Any paper-based bedding is perfectly fine for your hamster as long as it isn't scented. I would recommend Katie Killy and Cozy, the non-scented ones. The colored ones are okay for your hamster. They are expandable, sometimes up to 3 times of their size, and 1 packet can last me half a year. How often should you clean the bedding? Well, if you get the recommended cage size, you should clean it once a month, but also do spot cleaning every day. Meaning if you see a piece of bedding that is dirty, just pick it out and throw it away. But if you have a travel cage, then you should clean it every week or so, depending on how small it is. The smaller the cage, the more often you have to clean it, but also the easier it is. Thank you for listening to this episode of HamsterCare.co. For more episodes, please keep listening.